The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Good afternoon, Tucson, 12:04 on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen here again, filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster, and what a show we have for you today. In the second half of the show, we have an Eagle Scout who has received all of the merit badges that any Eagle Scout can receive. We had a great conversation with a guy that shares my name, Ray, so we'll enjoy that at 12:30. Then we'll be following that up with a conversation with Michelle Donati from AAA Arizona on traveling this Memorial Day weekend and what that might entail. The Buckmaster Show is online all the time at buckmastershow.com. Bill is on vacation still, as I mentioned before, in the Bahamas and enjoying himself quite a bit. If you want to find out what Bill is doing, be sure to check out his Facebook page where you can see everything that's happening, because he keeps posting exciting and awesome pictures of what he's doing with his wife over there in the Bahamas. And it looks pretty amazing, actually, if you ask me. But today we want to start out with a very great interview for you, with someone who's made quite a big difference in the lives of a lot of people in Southern Arizona and throughout the world. PPEP, which stands for Portable Practical Educational Preparation, just celebrated their 50th anniversary. PPEP started out as a small operation, but has grown to be what may be larger than the man that started it, John Arnold, than he could have ever imagined it to be, really. Here to talk about PPEP is Dr. John Arnold. Welcome to the program with me on the Buckmaster Show. How are you today?
Fine, Ray. Thank you for having us. And I hope Bill is having a great time, which I'm sure he is.
Oh, he is. And he's, you know, Bill always enjoys his traveling, so it's hard not to be a little bit jealous of him when you see him out there on the beach and take a look at the places that he's staying, because he likes it so much.
Right. Okay.
Well, welcome to the program, John. We're just really excited to have you on, because there's so much happening at PPEP now, and there was a lot happening when it first started 50 years ago. Y'all just celebrated your 50th anniversary. How was that?
Well, it was really great, because we were able to honor the people that were with us. And actually, some of the people of the 800 that showed up TCC last October were celebrating the 50th anniversary. Another bunch of them were actually celebrating the 62nd anniversary, when I had a church bus ministry at age 12 and going out through age 16, driving an old GMC bus and giving out food, clothing, and interpreting the gospel. And
wow.
It was a great time. And then at age 24, I started Project PEP under the Kennedy Johnson War on Poverty. I wanted to have some kind of a practical school to prepare people for life skills. But by the time I got the little small grant of $19,000, it was only enough to buy a 1957 Chevy school bus. So my friend said, well, you got a school bus, where's the school? So, well, you guessed it. The bus, which was named La Tortuga, means a tortoise, by my first students, that became our school. And we started out going down to Sarita, Continental, down to Tubac, and we did adult basic education and other kinds of portable practical education, including driver's training, giving and taking money at grocery stores. We had all kinds of how to fill out a job application, those things that were necessary. The people that were my first students were called Bracero migrant workers. Okay. They were brought in by the Department of Labor to work, and they created most of the wonderful agriculture we have in Arizona. I think we're number one in winter vegetables in North America, and it was upon these people in that program from 1942 to 1964 that built that infrastructure. So I always had the privilege of being their teacher at night, and they come home and be tired in the farm labor camps. Here comes La Tortuga and the bus, and here they would come on the bus. So that's kind of how it got going.
That's incredible. What a story. And you started at a very young age as a minister, right?
Well, yeah. I was born in Pennsylvania. My family is Pennsylvania Dutch. My dad did the first motor tourist guide of Mexico. So we moved to Guadalajara Jalisco, Mexico when I was 4 years old and went to school there. Of course, became bilingual, bicultural. We moved back to Nogales, Arizona, went to Lincoln School, and then back to South Tucson. I went to Hollinger, which was then called Government Heights, Wakefield, Pueblo, and then I finished my work at the University of Arizona. So
That's what a crazy story. I mean, did you ever think when you were starting this kind of small program, did you ever think that it would turn out to be what it is today?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the Lord works in mysterious ways. I was ordained one of the very youngest Southern Baptist ministers ever to be ordained here in Arizona at age 18. I was pastor of the First Baptist Church in Catalina, and that's the one that had the church bus ministry out to Marana. So that was that kind of a beginning, and that was that story. But PEP, because it evolved into being a program working with migrant and seasonal farm workers, we have found that that has been a very special mission. And every farm worker you help as they move on and transition out into the workforce and into society, we also find that there's new ones coming in. So there's always work to be done when it comes to rural people and to migrant farm workers. And that's why we adopted the mission statement to improve the quality of rural life.
Wow, that's just incredible. Now, part of PPAP and what it does is just essentially is helping people thrive in the world. And like you said, in rural areas, correct?
That's correct.
And so part of that is helping businesses thrive, right? So you work to build small business.
Well, you know, all of our programs are built on sweat equity. We don't believe in being a giveaway program because that does not create any kind of dignity and it does not create productivity. So the idea of microfinance is, you know, in the scripture it says you about the fish, giving people the fish and so forth. But through micro business lending and developing businesses, we not only teach them how to teach them to actually market the fish and actually make a living off of it. So microfinance is something we started in 1985. We're now the Small Business Administration intermediary lender for Southern Arizona. We've lent out about $1 million since July 1st to very, very small businesses. It could be someone that is, for instance, over on Craycroft and Grant. We recently funded an Eritrean restaurant. It's food.
Wow.
And so that's a wonderful opportunity. It gave a family who brought skills. They came here as immigrants to open their own store and business and restaurant called the Queen of Sheba.
And these are what you call micro businesses. And then the loans that you give out are called micro loans, right?
They're very small. They're very small. The micro business loans are generally anywhere from $1,000 to $50,000 to $80,000. It depends on the business. Recently, we assisted a family to buy a dump truck because there was a construction project in the area and they received a contract, but they needed to have an updated vehicle with a certain specification. So we were able to help out in that regard. So those are just a couple examples. PEPIS also became the first community development finance institution in the United States in a ceremony in 1999 at the White House. CDFI is a community development finance institution that operates as a poor people's bank. The thing about microfinance is we provide technical assistance to our people. It's not just about giving loans. It's about helping people with their inventory, their marketing, all of those kinds of skill sets that they need to be successful businesses. So we're with them there all the way. And the funding for the loans is just one part of it.
And then so how do those loans work? Are they safe for those low-income people to operate? And there's is there any kind of interest or anything at all?
Well, we operate the same way that a bank or credit union would operate.
Yeah.
We have to operate because we are a CDFI. We follow the banking regulations and things like that. And so we get a lot of our referrals from the banks. We're kind of like a feeder program. We help people that maybe they can't help. The loan might be too small for them. So they'll refer them to us, and they go through a couple cycles with us, and they kind of graduate and go back to a bank and into hopefully into larger opportunities.
That's very cool. Now, talk to me about PPAP Integrated Care?
Well, Integrated Care is an idea. We have 18 group homes, almost 200 staff that work in the 18 group homes for the developmentally disabled. We've also been a mental health organization since 1975, and we decided that because of the new integrated model care ideas that we had seen elsewhere, that we would form the first one here in Pima County for the rural area. So we have the PEP Integrated Care. We're very excited about that, and we just dedicated the Olson, or rededicated the Olson House, which is a day treatment program where we bus in our clients from the group homes where they live, and they have a career day. They have a place to be and to eat and to fellowship with other developmentally disabled people and along with our clients, and we do a lot of things to help them to become part of the society that we are.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. John Arnold of PPEP. You're kind of a guy that just has looked out in the future, and you're seeing, you're like a visionary in a sense. You're developing things and making things happen in ways that people may not see and may not understand. But it's all working. It's kind of crazy how this is all coming about, isn't it?
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting. 1995, we had an opportunity to take our education to the higher level, and also to reach out to a younger generation of high school students. We were the very first public charter school chartered here in Southern Arizona, PEP Tech High School. And even today, we have the only night and day school that I know of that is one that provides education. We are not a GED. We do the same curriculum as Sunnyside or Pueblo or any other school. And our young people, if they work during the day or the mothers don't have enough money for daycare, they can come to school at night. So we start to have dinner around 5:30 and they're until 9:30. Our schools go actually 4 days a week. We get everything that the other schools do in 5 days, but our fifth day, students can come in and work on graduating earlier or having tutorial. I've had two kids that went to our public charter school, and they were very successful. And my oldest daughter graduated a year early and went off to a Christian outreach program abroad while she was waiting for her fellow students from Flowing Wells to graduate a year later. So that's been a wonderful thing. And all my other children have gone to either charter, well, they've gone to Christian schools, they've gone to charter schools, and they've gone to traditional public schools. And I think that's a wonderful thing about choice. I was a parent. I was able to put my kids into the right school at the right time, starting out at Montessori Charter School, then going to a science academy, then graduating from Tucson High School. It was just a wonderful opportunity for me as a parent. And one thing that I've witnessed last week in Casa Grande, where we have a charter school graduation, our keynote speaker was a local high school superintendent from Casa Grande Union High School.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, these are our kids. We're all together. And I remember when Dr. Stan Paz, a former superintendent here in Tucson, came to one of our charter schools and brought all of his 13 or so principals, and he sat us all down at the end of the day and said, you know, it doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as these kids graduate and go on. And I always believe that, and I think that's a wonderful opportunity where charter schools, traditional schools, and Christian schools, we all have our purpose and we all have our place. PEP Tech works with giving a lot of kids a second and a last chance to learn.
That's incredible. Well, we're talking here with Dr. John Arnold from PPEP. We have to take a break, Dr. Arnold. If you can just hang on with me, we'll get to you on the other side. Before we take the break, I want to mention Mona's Danish Bakery. The Buckmaster Show has been presenting Mona's Danish Bakery here to you now for a little bit. And you know what? They're the home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Owner Steve and Sherry do a lovely job with European baked goods, breads, pastries, cakes, and luscious brownies. And they're open for lunch right now. Mona's Danish Bakery is on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. You can also go to buckmastershow.com for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. We'll be right back with more from Dr. John Arnold on the other side of this break.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. The Buckmaster Show features Arizona newsmakers and more than two dozen Buckmaster Show contributors. Everything from foreign affairs to the arts is on the table and open for discussion, and your calls from one end of Southern Arizona to the other. The Buckmaster Show, weekdays live during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and always on buckmastershow.com.
Good afternoon, Tucson. 1222, Ray Allen filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster. And as you just heard the man himself say, buckmastershow.com is where you can get all of the information on the show, the people who advertise with Bill, and they're great people. You should check them out. Also, go to Bill's Facebook page where you can see all of the updates on his vacation. He'll be coming back here next week after the Memorial Day holiday, so we're all looking forward to having Bill back on the show. But right now, we have Dr. John Arnold with PPEP on the program with us on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back, John, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to share the wonderful things that are happening because people care about others enough to give back.
It's true, and it is wonderful to hear about it because, you know, so many times the news is filled with kind of the opposite. So it's fun to talk about all of the good things that PPEP is doing and the things that you've started to make happen, not only in this country, but internationally. So I want to go that direction now. Let's talk about, because initially you started out doing work with people here in Arizona and also in Mexico, but now you've branched out to other areas like Africa.
Yes, in 2008, my pastor, I was at that time a member of South Valley Community Christian Church in Gilroy, and my the pastor was a young man that I had coached in baseball and in one of the private schools here in his youth. He called me one day and says, "We're going to Nigeria. I'm doing a national pastors conference. My wife is doing a national women's conference, and we need somebody to come and help. We would like you to give a discourse on microfinance using the model of many of the Christian apostles were all micro businesses."
Yeah.
Paul made tents and Lydia made purple. You know, this is really a nice opportunity, a good segue. So when I got to Nigeria, it was kind of interesting because I saw a banner on the crosswalk, where pedestrian walk, where in my picture saying that I was going to be a major speaker on microfinance. And it ended up in the week or two that I was there that almost 30,000 people came. Some of them were repeats coming several days, but it was a lot more than I bargained for.
that's funny.
So anyway, we did that, and we started two microloan programs in the area. Yeah. It was very interesting. And after that, we migrated over to Ghana. Actually, I was made a chief. My name is Nana Blotiomaboyo there, which means chief, patriot, father, which you're given a stool, which minus economic development. We've done everything. We had adopt a water well where people could give $100 and restore a water well and keep people from drinking out of the rivers. Today, we gave out 500 mosquito nets to some preschoolers in the Volta region in Ghana. It cost us, I think, $182 for 500, and all of them were volunteers.
So. That's so cheap. I mean,
yeah.
It's not an expensive thing to do to help people.
No, and it's that kind of a thing that works very well. And we work with Heritage Radio in the regional capital there, and we have youth programs and we have health programs. And so radio is a great medium to work with. Also, we do diabetes education and prevention. We have a major program now expanded into Cameroon. We've gone over and done a national workshop in Ethiopia.
Wow.
And we've done three FGM workshops in Somalia, the female genital circumcision, which is a big issue. We have a lot of people that are refugees have come, and actually FGM is on a rise in the United States. We did three workshops here in Tucson, one at the University of Arizona Gynecological Center, and it was very well attended. And it seems that, you know, this is not a religious thing. That practice is kind of a cultural thing.
Yeah.
So in Somalia, what we do is we train the trainer. We bring women in, and they go back to their village. So that's just one example. And the diabetes education prevention, we do not provide treatment, but we work with the Tree of Life Foundation down in Patagonia. Dr. Gabriel Cousins reviews our data, and we're trying to pull together some very good data there. We also were ground zero when there was Ebola, and we're still in that area now providing education and training for young people to do organic farming.
Incredible.
Organic farming is another area that is helping young people to stay in the rural areas and not migrate to the big cities and get lost.
And this is all under the banner of PPAP.
Yes, and we do not use any of our program funds. We're not allowed, but we do have fundraisers, and we do have people that would call in and say, "I'd like to adopt a water well," or "I'd like to help a youth farm." We had Sunrise Rotary Club gave us $13,000 last year to start an organic youth farm in Ghana, and that's provided now about 300 families food in an area that they really needed it.
It's incredible. We have about 2 minutes left, Dr. John Arnold with PPAP with us. Talk to us. There was a royal reception here in Tucson not long ago, kind of coinciding with the royal wedding that was over in the UK. Tell us about what happened there.
Yeah, that was the day before. Yeah, we had a royal reception in Casa Grande and in Tucson. Actually, the one that we had here was we mentioned the Queen of Sheba, Etrian restaurant over on Craycroft and Grant. And we had Dr. Lambert was there as one of our hosts from Pima Community College, and a number of leaders came. Dr. Arenini, I've known him since 2008. He was from Nigeria. He was a regent when I first knew him, and now he was recently crowned king of the Mimbari Kingdom outside of Owerri. That's the old Biafra, as you remember some of the stories back in the 70s. And his daughter, Princess Ngozi, were here. And so they also spoke as a keynote speaker at one of our Pep Tech charter schools and graduations. And he also went to the schools, had lunch with the kids, and went to their classrooms. It was a great interaction. He's one of Africa's largest businessmen and a great humanitarian. So that was a wonderful opportunity to have
him. That is quite a story. You have quite a story here, and it's unfortunate that I have to end it here because there's so much that I could, so many directions that we could go, you know? But Dr. John Arnold, we really do thank you so much for being on the Buckmaster Show today. And it's an incredible story that you have and an incredible organization you've started.
I have the website people can go to.
Yeah, tell us about that.
It's ppep.org. That's PeterEdwardPeter.org. You can see it all, ppep.org. You'll see the old bus La Tortuga, and you'll see the running bar. You can click international, whatever you'd like to see. Please join us at ppep.org.
Thank you so much, Dr. John Arnold with PPAP. We really appreciate it. Have a good day. And we'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030. KVOI, The Voice, and Buckmastershow.com is the website.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster, who's probably got his feet kicked up, still vacationing out in the Bahamas. If you're wanting to pay attention to what's happening with Bill, be sure to look at his Facebook page. You can like all the incredible pictures that he's taken out there. He's enjoying his time with his wife, and they'll be back with you on Monday. One more day of guest hosts, then Bill's back I'll be looking forward to that. But right now, I'm on this side of the glass today, and we're proud to welcome an Eagle Scout who overcame a lot of adversity and ended up earning 137 merit badges. Let's talk to Ray Langless. Ray, welcome to the program. I like your name. It's my name, too. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great, doing great. So you won 137 merit badges, and you were most recently just honored by the Scouts, correct?
Correct.
I saw that you got the front page of the Arizona Daily Star, and that is very cool, man.
Yeah, it was a shock when I woke up. I expected maybe four pages back would be like a small article, so it was a shock to all of us.
And there you go. Now tell me, what does the average scout get? Because I want to know just how incredible it is to get all of them.
So to earn your Eagle Scout rank, you need 21 merit badges.
Oh, so you went above and beyond.
Yes. So for Eagle, there's 13 certain badges you have to get, including like first aid, personal management. And then there's another 110 or so elective badges. So the combined total of 137 is what I earned.
Wow, that's incredible. Now tell me what your favorite badge was.
My favorite badge was Wilderness Survival because it involved every activity I ever went on in case I got lost or someone got hurt in the woods.
Very cool. And your least favorite badge? Let's go with that one. That's always the tough one.
It's hard to say. When I was younger, I really hated the backpacking merit badge because I was just a small, petite little kid. And the first time I ever went backpacking, my pack weighed 45 pounds, and I only weighed about 80 pounds at the time. So, like, the first time I went out, I swore I'd never do it again. And now it's one of my favorite activities to do. And I hiked in New Mexico over 100 miles last summer.
That's incredible. Now, tell me a little bit about some of the adversity that you had to overcome in order to make it to this point. You mentioned it briefly a second ago that you were, you know, a smaller kid, that you were, you had to kind of overcome that aspect of it. But tell me what it was like, and then what it's like now, knowing that you've made it to 137 merit badges, and now you're an Eagle Scout.
So each badge has its own difficulties that go along with it. So like for camping, it requires 25 nights of camping. So when you're 11 years old, it's probably your first time being away from your parents, a few miles away up on the mountain. Even though it's a short distance, it can be a little scary dealing with the woods and all the bumps in the night.
Yeah.
But you learn from it, and you can grow, and you become more independent because of it. Some of the badges, like the automotive maintenance badge, can be hard for younger kids or younger scouts because, like, you have to pick up tires, and they can weigh quite a bit of weight. So each badge kind of has its, like, respective age, unofficial requirements that just make it more enjoyable. Because if I was doing backpacking at age 11, it's terrible. But if I'm doing it at age 16, it's a blast.
Yeah. Now, how old are you now, Ray?
I turned 18 back in March.
Just turned 18, and I'm assuming you graduated high school.
Next week.
Next week, you're going to be graduating high school. Very cool. Now, you go to Sabino High School. You're part of the cross-country and track teams. And does that have any correlation with your Eagle Scout honors there as well?
Yes, it does. When I was little, I never did sports. And when I discovered there was an athletics merit badge, I just assumed I was never going to be able to earn it because I never did soccer or basketball or anything like that. But so my sophomore year of high school, I decided to join my cross-country team at my school so I could earn my athletics merit badge. And at first I hated it and thought about quitting, but because I wanted to earn the badge, I stayed with it. And then I ended up doing very well at it and ended up competing in two cross-country state championships and one track and field state championship.
Wow, and now you're a runner, right?
Yes.
And are you planning on doing more running in the future?
I'm going to try to compete collegiately.
Okay.
And then I also qualified for the Boston Marathon back in December after running the Tucson Marathon. And it was a blast and one of the best experiences of my life.
That's awesome. Now, where do you plan on going to college?
I plan on going to Northern Arizona University in the fall.
Very cool. And when you're up in that elevation, it'll be something that really pushes you to be a better runner, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so when you're preparing to run and stuff like that, of course Tucson's a good place to prepare yourself because it's hot and difficult to do, you know, and sometimes not safe for those listening. But at the same time, have you ever gone up to a higher elevation to prepare to run?
A little bit over the summer, but not too much.
Okay, cool. Very
not enough to get the benefits that long-term living up in Flagstaff would get me.
Yeah, of course. What is something that you're going to carry with you through the rest of your life after having this experience? I mean, you're one of 367 people to ever earn all of the badges in the 108-year history of scouting. What is that one thing that you take away from this and you go, wow, I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life?
Earning all the badges has opened up a world of opportunities that most kids my age don't get. Like, I've learned how to do plumbing and truck transportation. I drove a school bus at a driving school. And I've learned the things that I love to do, and I've learned the things that I don't want to do as a profession. Like, I don't want to be a plumber, even though it's a great profession to go into. So I've learned many things that I can avoid doing in college that will save me money down the road.
Not only save you money, but save you time. Because a lot of times, you know, I think people just don't know what they want to do going into life. What is it that you actually do want to do now? You seem to have an idea of what that is. So what direction are you headed?
I'm going to be studying kinesiology, which is exercise science, up at NAU, and they have an amazing program up there.
Very cool. Now, I think that's a fascinating aspect of this, because coming from someone who didn't want to do sports, didn't really like any of this stuff, and now you're a runner, you're going to compete in the Boston Marathon, hopefully, going to run up in college, and now you're going to be doing stuff in sports science. It's a fascinating turnaround, right?
Absolutely. I would never have discovered my passion for it if it wasn't for scouts.
Very cool. That's awesome, Ray. And then, so what is one thing that you would tell younger kids that are in Boy Scouts now that were maybe like you, maybe think to themselves, you know, I'm never going to be able to do this. If you had any one word of encouragement or like a sentence of encouragement that you could give to them, what would it be?
I'd say for them to at least try it, because maybe they'll never do it again in their life, but they'll never know if they never tried.
Exactly. That's always the truth. Ray Langless is an Eagle Scout who has earned all 137 merit badges. And again, you were just honored and you made the front page of the newspaper. You've been on all the different shows and now you've finally made it on this one. Ray, congratulations and good luck as you make your way through the rest of your life and college and all of that stuff.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. All right, let's take a break here. We'll thank all the people that make the Buckmaster Show possible. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do and see in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, like exploring historic downtown Silver City or visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and the great places to stay, be sure to visit southwestnewmexico.org. This is the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back after this.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improved regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
And good afternoon, Tucson. Ray Allen filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster. I've talked to him a little bit throughout the vacation. Seems like he's really enjoying himself out there in the Bahamas and having a pretty good time with his wife. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by Green Things. Some exciting news coming from Green Things and Zocalo. Fine Mexican imports. Zocalo at 2924 East Broadway is moving soon to a new location on the Green Things site on River Road just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. With all the great Zocalo merchandise from Mexico and Latin America right now, take advantage of great pre-moving sale items at Zocalo near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. There's a link to the Zocalo website at buckmastershow.com. Well, Memorial Day weekend is coming up. We have one more day, then we're off. I actually have no more days. Today is my Friday because I'm taking tomorrow off, which is exciting. But I figured it'd be a good idea to bring the AAA Arizona on to talk about travel in Arizona. Michelle Donati with AAA Arizona. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great today. Doing great. A lot of Arizonans and Americans about to go travel this weekend for Memorial Day. I actually am one of those. I'm taking tomorrow off, and I'll have actually a four-day weekend instead of a three-day weekend, so I'm pretty excited. But it's going to be pretty hectic out there.
That's right. You won't be alone. So Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner, and Arizonans are expected to kick off the unofficial start of summer in near record numbers. So we are looking at nearly 847,000 Arizonans traveling over the upcoming three-day weekend. That's almost 6% higher compared to last year. And then nationwide, we're looking at about 41.5 million Americans traveling, which is up 5% from last year.
Wow, that's that's incredible. You know, I think that kind of, you know, goes against conventional wisdom because people are thinking, gas prices are higher. It might mean that more people aren't traveling. Tell us why maybe more people are traveling.
So, you know, the highest gas price since 2014 isn't keeping travelers home this Memorial Day weekend, but the factors behind the increase that we are expecting out there on the roads and in the skies really have to do with the strong economy and growing consumer confidence. So both of those things combined are giving Arizonans and Americans, for that matter, all the motivation they need to kick off what we expect to be a very busy summer travel season.
Very cool. And that's nice for Arizona. We all know that there has been some nice economic news, and that probably means that we're ready to go. I know I am. I'm excited to get out of the heat here in Tucson and maybe go somewhere a little bit cooler. Do you have any general information for maybe where people in Arizona, maybe people from southern Arizona like myself, like to go? Is it the mountains? Is it out of state to San Diego? What kind of places do people travel from Arizona to?
Sure. So the majority of Arizonans will either stay in state or leave the state but stay in the region. So, and that's really not all that surprising because it lends itself to those road trips, which we know will be the most popular mode of transportation for Memorial Day. So when we asked Arizonans what they were planning to do, just about or over a third of those we surveyed say they were planning to vacation in state, and almost as many, just a percent lower, said that they would leave the state but stay in the region. And then what was also interesting is that while cross-country travel and international travel were less than staying in state or just traveling within the region, those numbers were also very similar. So just as many folks who are traveling cross-country, almost the same number will be traveling internationally.
Very cool. Now, one of the things that you were telling me before we got on the air was that air prices are a little bit lower than they have been. Hotel prices are a little bit lower than normal. So it kind of helps to compensate for maybe the higher gas price.
That's right. Almost 90% of travelers will be choosing to drive to their destination, and they'll be paying the most expensive gas price since 2014. So we're looking at gas prices that are about 60 cents higher compared to last year as a result of expensive crude oil, record gasoline demand, as well as shrinking global supply. The good news is that travelers can expect some relief in their wallets when paying for car rentals and most mid-range hotels. So the average daily cost for a car rental this Memorial Day will be the lowest in the past 4 years, and 11% cheaper than last year at an average of $59. And then when it comes to hotels, those are trending about 14% less expensive than last year with an average of about $186 per night. Another interesting fact is that when we asked Arizonans where they were planning to stay for their not only Memorial Day but summer travel, almost a third said that they didn't need to book a hotel room because they were planning to stay with family or friends. So that's a trend that we might see more of this summer. You know, we know that travelers will get very creative before they cancel a trip altogether. And so instead of, you know, having to spend the money on a hotel, we might see more Arizonans staying with family or staying with friends this summer, and that's, you know, one way to really save there when you don't have to pay for accommodations. And if you have someone willing to take you in and to let you crash either on their couch if you're, you know, a single traveler, or if they have room for a whole family in their house for that trip.
That's usually how I try to do things. That helps me save the most money, and especially if you're driving or flying somewhere, it makes it so that you can go and enjoy the place that you're staying in, but not have to really worry about all of the expenses of maybe getting a hotel or even getting, you know, an Airbnb or something like that.
Yeah, no, it can be a great way to stay, especially if you're traveling to an area where you already have family or friends. But, you know, sometimes that isn't the case, or you might, you know someone there, but maybe they don't have a large enough home to accommodate your family. So, you know, we're still noticing that about a third plan to stay at a hotel. And then, you know, like I said, there will be others who will be it's about a third of travelers planning to book their summer travel vacations through a hotel's website directly, and just over a quarter are planning to book through a third-party website. So there are still a large number of folks who will be staying in a hotel out there, but I thought it was interesting to see those who are planning to stay with family or friends, especially since these high gas prices are going to force consumers to be creative in order to make their dollar stretch this summer.
Totally makes sense. Now, let's get into maybe some advice for travelers. A lot of people want to get out there and want to plan correctly, want to do the right thing so they're not stuck in traffic, so they're not, you know, fighting against the traffic. It's always an issue. Mm-hmm. So, Michelle Donati from AAA, tell us what the best time to leave for someone out there is. And you know, when should someone leave? When should someone plan on coming back to Arizona?
Sure. So, you know, there's really nothing you can do about the traffic that's going to be out there because this is a near record travel that Arizona will be posting for Memorial Day. But AAA wants to help consumers outsmart traffic by avoiding the worst times to hit the road. So we believe the greatest amount of congestion will be on Thursday, May 24th and Friday, May 25th in the late afternoon as commuters leave work early and mix with holiday travelers. So if you are able to avoid leaving either of those times, so again, the late afternoon of Thursday, May 24th or Friday, May 25th, that will help you to avoid the worst times to hit the road. And then in terms of returning, you know, if you think about a hotel checkout time is, you know, around 11 or noon on that Monday. So folks bite, grab a bite, and then hit the road after that. So if you're leaving any time after hotel checkout or early Monday afternoon, you'll be coming back with a whole lot of people. So if you want to cut your trip short and leave first thing Monday morning, or perhaps wait until later Monday evening, that would help you avoid some of that return traffic. But keep in mind, if you're going to try and leave in the evening, if there's any incidents that took place in the afternoon, you could be dealing with some buildup as a result of those. So unfortunately, it means, you know, if you really want to avoid that return traffic, cutting your trip a little bit short and coming back first thing Monday morning. But if you don't mind sitting on the road with a bunch of other folks trying to head home, then you can, you know, make the most of your full Monday, that third day, and then return home with everyone else. But there are some ways to outsmart traffic if you're willing to make a couple of sacrifices.
Yeah, you know, I'm the kind of person that tends to be the sacrificial kind because I don't think there's anything worse for me than sitting in traffic, but that's just, I guess,
it can
my own.
Be tough.
My own.
It can be tough, right, especially
preference.
If you're traveling with kids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if you're a solo traveler, it's not fun to sit in traffic.
No.
Plenty of people do it, but, there's some ways to outsmart it if you think about and if you're strategic about your departure and your return times.
That makes sense. We're talking with Michelle Donati from AAA Arizona. Some of our listeners may actually be AAA members. Tell me some of the benefits of that, and it looks like you guys have an app that you can download to help out. Maybe if your car breaks down or you have any issues while you're traveling this Memorial Day.
Yeah, you know, one of the other interesting things that we learned when asking Arizonans about their travel plans this summer is that over half, 61% that we surveyed, say they plan to cut costs by using their AAA membership or another loyalty discount program to find hotel, car, and other travel-related discounts. And so that's something that AAA members should all be aware of, is that there are so many discounts that come with a AAA membership. And so no matter where you're staying, where you're dining, where you're shopping, it never hurts to ask if there's a AAA discount offered. And, you know, if maybe not AAA, maybe there's a senior discount, maybe there's a military discount, but make sure you ask about all of your loyalty programs and memberships you belong to. You never know what you could be saving unless you ask. So that's one of the, benefit of membership is being able to use that discount. And it especially comes in handy when you're booking travel. So hotels, when you plug in that you're a AAA member and you get a whole different set of rates that are usually much lower than what's advertised. So never forget to check about those. And then we do have a mobile app, and the app is available through Android or through the iTunes Store. It's AAA Mobile, and the app has a number of features, one being that you can summon roadside assistance, which is really great because oftentimes if you're traveling, you might not know your exact coordinates. So what the app allows us to do is find your GPS coordinates directly by using your phone's location settings. And so if you break down somewhere, say, between Arizona and California this summer, and you're not exactly sure what mile marker you last passed, that is going to send those coordinates to us directly. So that's great. You can also find the lowest gas prices near you along your travel route, which is really helpful, especially because if you are traveling to California like so many Arizonans do, you'll be seeing gas prices much closer to $4 there than $3 in Arizona. And then it can also help you identify discounts along the way, which can also be very helpful in saving money. We know that consumers are going to get very, very creative this summer when it comes to saving and cutting costs. And so using the app is just one other tool that can help with that when it comes to gas prices, finding the cheapest ones near you, as well as identifying savings and places where you can save along your route and once you get to your destination.
Very cool. Michelle Donati from AAA Arizona, thank you very much. How can people learn more about AAA Arizona?
For more information, you can visit AAA.com, and then you can download the AAA Mobile app through the iTunes or the Android store. It is AAA Mobile.
Perfect. Very easy. Very easy. Thank you, Michelle. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Michelle Donati with AAA Arizona on the Buckmaster Show. Well, that pretty much does it for us here today. Ray Allen filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster, who will be back with you next Tuesday for the Buckmaster Show. I will be sitting right here. And Bill will be over there. I'm looking forward to it, actually. Excited to see Bill and talk to him about his vacation in the Bahamas. Again, this has been the Buckmaster Show. For more information, go to buckmastershow.com. This is AM 1030 KVOI, the voice.